Radio Influence.com.
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart ass remarks.
Welcome to the show, everybody. A very happy Saturday to you as another week under our belts as we head into the holiday season. This is Crush Performance. I am Jeff Crushell, the con man behind the glass, keeping us on track. Listen, if you have questions, comments, smart remarks, or if you have a topic you'd like us to look into and investigate, let us know. Get to us. Info@crushperformance.com is the website. We answer every message we get, and we also dedicate either segments or entire episodes to your ideas coming across. And a great one came across today, Connor. This was actually on the Twitter feed. Somebody had said, at Jeff Crush is us on Twitter. You can follow us there. But somebody mentioned there was a conversation about hazing in minor sports, and somebody just tagged me in there and said, hey, at Jeff Crush, great topic for a show. We're going to cover that end of January, early February, because that is a worthy conversation on this show. I think the days of hazing and those sport initiations on that side of it are long gone, just unnecessary, especially when it's making young players uncomfortable or it's crossing that line, whatever that line might be. So I want to thank you guys for throwing that our way. But let us know on the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and our cool new YouTube channel, which we're going to be working vigorously on in the new year. You can just search out Crush Performance. Today, one of our favorite times of the year, without question, it is the first episode for the annual Crush Gift for the Athlete. That being said, we've got I've got a brand new list of 10 gift ideas. The top 10 Crush gift ideas for this year. We're going to be doing 10 to 6 today and our top 5 next week, so stay tuned for that. And we're going to be talking to some of our good friends in the sporting industry about great gift ideas in terms of the athlete, the weekend warrior, the young developing athlete on your list, or just the recreational athlete. There's so many great, great gift ideas if you have an athlete on your list, and we're going to be talking about them for the next 2 weeks. That being said, let's get after it. The text and Twitter question of the day. Let us know. The question is, as an athlete, what is the greatest gift you've ever received? Thinking back to when you were a kid, it could be as a fan as well. But just in terms of sports and the sports arena, whether it's an athlete, you as an athlete or you as a fan, what is the greatest gift you've ever received over the holiday season? That's the text question of the day. Connor, I'm throwing it right at you, Big Daddy. How you doing, by the way?
Oh, I'm doing very good. Things are good.
Excellent.
You know, the first one that probably stands out, you remember the Wayne Gretzky Easton?
Do I?
The silver stick?
Do aluminum? I ever?
I got one of those as a kid, and for that, that's got to be right at the top of the list. I got some Oilers jerseys growing up, but I would think that stick was probably the favorite.
Love it.
Had to put the new blade in all the time.
Yeah,
man. I got a lot of hockey out of
that. You were on cloud nine.
One.
You were just a better hockey player that day, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you look good, feel good.
It's all about looking good as well, man. It's all about looking good as well. Hey, I've got a bunch. I'm going to give away two, but I'm going to give the first one. This is the first one as a young kid. My first pair of cleats. And these aren't like soccer cleats or baseball cleats or just any type of particular sport performance cleats. These are running shoes with cleats on the bottom. And my mom got them. I don't know where she got them, from Co-op or something back in the day. But I remember, man, walking so gingerly on the snow after Christmas. And then when spring came around in the mud, leaving my track marks in the mud. Oh, man, I'm telling you what, there was something about those shoes that I will never forget. And it really did spur on my interest in sport, man. I wore them for football. I wore them for soccer. I wore them for baseball. I wore them for every... I would have worn them on the court if the teachers would have let me, for sure. So, again, everybody, let's have it. Hey, we're kicking off two shows here. The annual Crush, top gifts for the athletes, the question of the day. As an athlete, what is the best gift you've ever received? And again, we've got Marmot Lift tickets to give away and Deluxe Burger Bar gift certificates as well. So let's get after it. A lot going on in sport. Connor, just back from winter meetings. It was a fantastic presentation down there. I was truly, truly honored to be asked to speak at the winter meetings. My topic was recovery. And it turns out it's, of course, a very big topic in all of sport, and especially at the higher levels. You know, it's the side of the game that we don't get to see as fans. Typically, you know, we get to see these guys in action, working their magic on the competitive battlefields of sport, but we don't get to see what happens behind the scenes that makes these athletes tick. And as everybody who listens to the show well knows, our number one priority for human performance is rest and recovery and sleep. Sleep being king to all things human performance. But it's interesting, last week and also at winter meetings, I posed the question, what is the top priority or the top factor in maximizing human performance? Is it the competitive environment? Is it practice and training with a coach? Is it team training, technical, tactical work? Is it rest and recovery or sleep? Is it nutrition, hydration, or the mental game? There were six factors you could pick from. And for the most part, competitive environment and competition was number one by far. Number two was practice and coaching. But before any of those things happen, and this is sort of maybe a trick question. I don't typically like multiple choice questions. I never have. I'm at a university, high school. I would get crushed by multiple choice because there's so many answers you could probably justify. But the idea was just your initial thoughts. What's the most important? And I was actually very surprised. Actually, I wasn't that surprised. But number three was rest and recovery and sleep, which was, I guess, maybe a real good sign of things to come as we work on educating and understanding more about how we work to push human performance forward. But in order to be great and at your best in a competitive setting, you need to be recovered. In order to get the most out of your practice and coaching sessions, you need to be recovered. And that competition and that training you do, whether it's with your technical, tactical skills coaches, or whether it's with your strength and conditioning and performance coaches, your hitting coach, skating coach, throwing coach, fielding coach, doesn't matter what sport you're involved in. The volume and intensity of that work has to be scheduled second to how much quality rest your athletes can get over the course of a 24-hour period. We map it out. 24 hours, a week, a month, a year, and I personally like 3-year plans. And that was sort of the premise of the discussion down there. And going into an environment like that where you're talking to some of the smartest people in the world, I think for the first time in a long time, Connor, I was a little bit nervous, man. And I think maybe because I wasn't sure if I was going deep enough into the topic, but I decided to go in to sort of paint broad stroke, brush strokes, planting seeds of thought, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I mean, I think even just looking at some of the faces out there in the crowd, like, are these guys going to buy this? Sometimes the people might be a little stubborn, set in their own ways, so you're not too sure how they're going to respond to the things, but it is very cool, and I would think almost you'd be a little starstruck at times, kind of like, holy cow, that guy is the GM of the New York Yankees. This is outstanding, and it seems like it was just a very cool experience.
Yeah, it was. Winter meetings is just cool. I would go to winter meetings. That's my first time I've been able to go, simply because I'm always traveling that time of year, this time of year. So it was real great to get there. And I met just got reacquainted with so many people in the game of baseball. It just reminds you. And again, each team had between 60 and 100 delegates, right? So there were thousands and thousands of people there. But boy, to see some familiar faces and guys I've worked with in the past in the front office and on the field, and the players who are now in the game still either playing or, you know, in the front office or coaching staffs, it was fantastic. Like, you really get reminded of how many great people there are in the sporting community. You really do. Just fantastic people. And so a real big privilege there. But the talk was well received. Now, fast forward to last night. I coach my daughter's U17 soccer team. They're 15, 16 years of age. I think because of the rankings now, it's U17. I think that's the new category. I think. I'm not sure. But and we have a rash of injuries. These girls, and they've been playing together for years, and I've been helping out coaching as much as I can. They are in the hot spot age for risk of injury. And females in soccer are at the highest risk, I believe, of any other sport. And we're seeing it. And I thought we would be doing enough. This is a community team, not a club team, just a fun community team. I thought we'd be doing enough to offset some of these injuries, but knees, ankles, hips, especially on the indoor surfaces, it's been tough. So last night I got the girls together and the parents, and we just had a real basic talk about recovery and injury prevention. And it comes down to very simple things you can control. One, monitoring your sleep. And I was surprised out of the 17 girls on our team, over half of them, when I asked them, over half of them put up their hands and for having trouble sleeping. They legitimately have trouble sleeping. Over half of our young team. And that surprised me. So we have a big issue there. But two, and just in terms of understanding how to handle injuries after they happen, it was a fantastic discussion with that team. But it just really brought to light how important this discussion is. And that's why in 2019, for everybody who's listening, 2019, recovery regeneration is going to be one of the overlying themes. The Crush War on Sugar will continue, most certainly. We're going to continue to look at coaching and skill development, for sure. But rest and recovery is going to be our top priority in 2019. It's going to be the overall theme. We're going to get cutting out for a quick break here. I've gone on way too long. Today, it's the Crush gift for the athlete. The question of the day. As an athlete, young or old, recent, or when you were a kid, as an athlete, what is the best gift you've received? We'll get to those and some great gift ideas right after this with Scott Stevenson from Sparrow Outfitters. Stick around, everybody. It's coming up right after this on Crush Performance.
This is Jim Fannin, America's Zone Coach, and I'm excited about bringing my new podcast, The Jim Fannin Show, to RadioInfluence.com. Each week, we're going to talk about the zone and how this mindset can help you in all facets of your life. I'll give you all the tools you need to change your life and help guide you to become your genuine, authentic best self. With the only proven blueprint for attracting the zone mindset, I've helped transform millions of lives. In my 40 years of experience, I've coached CEOs and senior executives from 350 of the Fortune 500 companies in 50 different industries. I've coached professional athletes, Olympic gold medalists, Hall of Famers, all pros, all stars, entertainers, and so many more to help them gain the tools and techniques to create a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. And now it's my privilege to bring these methods to you every week, along with some of my champion good friends as special guests. If you want to get in the zone in all you do, check out the Jim Fannin Show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.
Find out what it takes to be a top performer. Get the Crush blog, podcast, and newsletter at CrushPerformance.com. Now, back to the show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs.
All right, and welcome back to the show, everybody. Jeff Rochelle here, the con man behind the glass. We're your weekly source for performance information. CrushPerformance.com is the website. Get our newsletter, subscribe to the podcast, and send us any questions, comments, or smart remarks you might have there. Today, our first show of one of our favorite times of the year, the annual Crush gift for the athlete. Some great ideas coming across the text board, some good ones on Twitter as well. Just really great stuff. We'll get to some of those in a second. And it all comes from our question of the day. Whether it was when you were a kid or if you're a kid right now, or whether it was something you got recently, as an athlete, what is the best gift you've ever received? And there's some really, really good ones here. My greatest gift as a young athlete would have been tickets to the Francophone soccer tournament when I was in Ottawa. Yeah, man, tickets to a sporting event as a kid, you know, I think that's a really, really important thing. I know it's expensive and it's hard to do, but what a great gift. Your son or your daughter's favorite soccer team or hockey team, football team, fantastic stuff. Of course, I like this one here. I got gifted all new snowboarding gear. Dave the plumber. Dave going snowboarding. Well, now is a good time to get up there. And here's a great one because I got a similar gift. This is more for my birthday. But back in the day, Cooperalls. You guys remember Cooperalls? Oh, man. I tell you what. And I didn't wear my Cooperalls just for hockey. We used to do BMX. We used to set up these big ramps to jump over trucks and stuff. I would put on my Cooper Halls for sure. Great stuff. But let us know. Custom Mouth Guard is another one. What is the greatest gift you received? Well, we're going to get going through our list here right away. But before we do, I'm going to get to one of my good friends, Scott Stevenson from Sparrow Outfitters. Scott, thanks for joining us today. Happy holidays, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, happy holidays to you as well.
Yeah, great to have you on. And I always love talking to you this time of year because you guys behind the scenes, you get to see what's coming down the pipeline, but you also have a huge perspective of what's hot on the market right now. So let me ask you to kick this conversation off, Scott. The text question of the day, as an athlete, what is the best gift you've ever received over the holiday time? Do you have anything that sticks out?
Well, I had a couple pop in my mind. I have a November birthday. My best friend growing up, his birthday was about a week and a half apart from mine. So we actually used to take turns each year buying Oilers tickets for ourselves. Then for Christmas, one year I got a set of road hockey goalie equipment. But the biggest one was my first set of skis. Instead of having to rent skis, my first set of skis for myself was a Christmas present. So that'd probably be the tops of my list.
Oh, yeah. How great is that? That's like Connor and his hockey stick, man. All of a sudden, he was a hockey god on the outdoor rinks, right? You were walking on snow. Yeah, that's great stuff. Yeah, I think, you know, I was talking about my first set of running shoes with cleats or a cleat pattern on the bottom. They weren't soccer cleats or baseball cleats, but man, those shoes, I must have been 11 or 12 maybe. But yeah. Oh man, those shoes changed me, man, from within. I can't even describe it. Just awesome stuff. Another really good one here on the, I want to just share this one with you too, Scott, and everybody out there. One of the greatest gifts my parents I ever received was my parents giving me the opportunity to get involved in sports. Very thankful from Joe. And let me tell you right now, Joe, I totally appreciate that. I come from a family of four kids. We lived out in the country and we had four kids going nine different directions. And the cost of sports, we all know what it was back then. It was relative. So it was tough for two parents to get four kids around. So I agree with you, Joe. That's a great gift for sure.
Yeah, that's a huge one for sure. I had two brothers. So it was family of three. My dad worked out of town a lot. So mom was sort of chasing three of us around town. It's definitely a big deal for sure.
Oh, yeah. So kids, thank your parents for Christmas this year because just being involved is sometimes a gift we often overlook for sure. But let's talk about this. We know so with Sparrow Outfitters, Scott, you've got your hand on the pulse of the marketplace out there. And there's some really, really cool gift ideas this year for people who are maybe still not quite done their Christmas shopping or have athletes on their list. Let's start off with this. I really like the idea you threw at me earlier of the pocket radar, and not just for baseball, but for hockey and soccer. These new little pocket radar units are fantastic, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. And even like sports like tennis and like anything that you really want to sort of gauge velocity on, you can use it for, right? So you can get into a pocket radar. Our base model starts at $199, which for a radar gun is actually very, very reasonable. And then there's a few other things in our line. The one that's really sort of got my attention right now as a coach is the Smart Coach Radar, where you could actually download an app that pairs with the radar, and you can take video of the swing or the throw or the whatever it is and get the radar speed up on the iPad as you're watching it, and then download your entire session by CSV Excel file to your computer so you can actually look at trends and actually start breaking stuff down.
Yeah, and you know, these guys were at winter meetings as well because they're accurate, Scott. This isn't some little toy.
This is real deal.
It's
sure.
The real deal, man, and I really, really appreciate it. And so not just for the athlete on your list, but this is great for any coach, recreational coach, giving your athletes feedback or just even getting your athletes involved in the game a little bit more. We all know the power of numbers and that feedback, especially when they see a little bit of gain, right?
Well, even like for me as a coach's perspective and working sometimes with coaches that are just sort of getting into the game of baseball, this is a good way for a coach to actually wrap his head around sort of some of the concepts that are out in baseball right now. Like when it comes to swing speed and exit velocity, sometimes those, for people who aren't really involved in the game, those can be sort of foreign concepts where if you can see it on your iPad and have it like right there with you, sometimes for the guys who are trying to figure out how to coach there, 10-year-old little league team, you can use that to sort of make it easier for them to even get their message across, more so even than the kids learning what their exit velocity is, right?
Yeah, so one of the, and also I really like that, Scott, and one of the other things that I see, you know, if you can use this just sort of casually, we know that kids seem to hump it up a little bit when the radar gun is out, so you have to be careful with it sometimes, but if you can get sort of baseline scores on your athletes, and if you see a dip in either bat speed or throwing velocity, it might be a good indicator of overtraining or fatigue state, which can lead to injury. So there's a lot of uses for this if you really get down to it.
Yeah, and actually one of the reasons I like the pocket radar so much is because it's so small that you can actually have it going and the kids may not even know that it's there. So you can actually get some feedback on it. Maybe you get a parent standing behind the backstop or something, they just do it. And then the kids don't even know what's going on. And then you can look at the results afterwards and then sort of see what's going on and share with the kids as needed.
Yeah, I like it. No, lots of implications there. So I really like that one. That's a pocket radar, everybody. And again, it's available around town. You can get it online as well. Actually, you just have to Google pocket radar. It's pocketradar.com, I believe. Right, Scott?
Yeah.
Excellent. So there's a great gift idea, no question about it. And I wanted to get this other one before we venture off into the abyss of great gift ideas. But another one you brought up that I thought was actually very, very intuitive, especially for the athletes, whether you're a warm weather or cold weather athlete, there's a lot of implications here, but it's the EC3D. It's the compression type clothing that I think a lot of people don't really understand yet, Scott.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to put it. A lot of people don't really get compression in general, but medical grade compression specifically, which is what EC3D is. EC3D is actually a Canadian company. They make all their stuff in a factory in Quebec, so it's 100% Canadian. And it's the whole idea with the medical grade compression, a lot of people, when they hear that, they just assume that it's for post-injury recovery. But a lot of times, if you use this, it helps you. Like for me, as a former baseball player, I have definitely some arm issues from not taking care of myself properly. When I use the stuff, I can recover faster or maybe even last longer, right? So with the blood flow and lactic acid return and just sort of clearing the muscles out, whether you have an injury or not, using a high performance compression garment can really help increase your performance overall.
Yeah, and it also gives the athletes some feedback, biofeedback. It can help with stability. And actually, it's been shown to increase certain forms of performance as well in terms of speed, jumping, the compression can really, really be effective. So I think this is a great one, especially maybe for the it doesn't matter, honest to goodness, even for the recreational athletes, even if they're just out there running on the weekends.
Yeah.
But for the competitive athletes, certainly.
I use both the socks and the compression shorts when I ski all the time, just my legs last a little longer so I can get a couple more runs in every day, right? Even the slow pitch players, like you get that weekend warrior guy who's probably not in the best shape of his life and he's going to go pull a hamstring trying to run, make stretch a single into a double. If he's wearing a compression short, he probably doesn't pull that hamstring.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No, I really like it. So a couple great ideas there. And then, Scott, of course, it is the season, and we know you're really involved in the ski season as well. We've got a couple of Marmot Basin's lift passes up for grabs here on our text question of the day, which is, as an athlete, what is the best gift you've received in the holiday season? You can text us or get us on Twitter at Jeff Crush. 101260 is the text line. But the ski season for skiers, you mentioned it. You got a pair of skis as a young athlete, and it really got you involved in the sport. There's a lot of things you can do to support your boarder and skier out there as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I work very closely with a company called Icelandic Skis. It's out of Colorado. All handmade skis with a 3-year warranty. Skis are super fun. They're really cool looking because actually all of our art for our top sheets is done by professional artists who actually help found the brand. But the biggest thing for, especially in today's day and age where like you don't want to be replacing stuff all the time, is we're offering a 3-year, basically no questions asked warranty.
If
your shoe breaks at any time within that 3 years, you give us a shout and we'll get you set up with a new pair of skis.
See, I like that because, you know, when I get a new pair of skis, I'm relatively cautious for the first little while and then they get chipped up and hit a few rocks and you don't care anymore. These ones, you don't have to worry. You can just dive right in and actually challenge those skis, right? I like that concept.
Yeah, we use a top sheet that's scratch resistant and hydrophobic, so the top sheet itself will last longer because of that. And we actually use the hardest, strongest base material on the market as well. So I'm not saying you're not going to get a core shot. You're just going to have to work a lot harder to get that core shot. So
yeah.
Just overall, the skis from a day-to-day perspective are a lot more durable. But even for, like, like, dude, you, heaven forbid, you hit a tree or a rock or something, the ski breaks, just give a shout. We'll get you a new pair of skis.
Yeah, right? great stuff. Yeah. And hey, one other thing before we let you go here, one other thing I wanted to get to, you know, everybody who's been listening to the show today, one of my top gifts as a kid, as an athlete, was my first set of shoes that had a cleated pattern, a cleated sole on them, and it was just fantastic. I used them for everything, but they were bright blue and bright orange, and people would look at me like I'm some kind of I don't know, flashy, but it had nothing to do with that at all. But I loved them.
That's the style now.
Yeah, it sure is. And I just wanted to get to this because I'm loving these Salming shoes. They're fantastic. I can't tell you how much I really appreciate them. But this is another great gift idea for the runner or athlete on your gift on your list. Yeah. Is the shoes.
Yeah, for sure. And Salming, it's definitely they're not quite well known on the running market because they've only been doing running shoes since 2014. But the company has been around since the early 90s, doing various things in the sporting goods world. They make some really, really good shoes. They use what's called a run lab, where they could actually, when they design the shoes, they actually studied people's gaits and try to figure out which way to design the outsole, the midsole, and the upper to would allow people to run in their most natural running style, and then use materials that are just top-notch. So the shoes are super, super light, but also super, super shock-absorbent, so you're not going to get sore feet or shins or whatever, knees, from running on pavement all day in a super thin, lightweight shoe, because the materials are usually to just take care of all that for you and just allow you to run the way that your body was designed to run. And everybody's body is just a little bit different, so when we look at trying to find one shoe for everybody, you're not going to do that. But if you can find one shoe that kind of allows people to do what they need to do, then it just makes it a lot easier on your body.
Yeah, and they look fantastic too. I think that's one of the things. They're fun. I'm having a lot of fun with them, and it reminds me of those shoes from when I was a kid. So I want to thank you for pointing me in that direction for sure, Scott.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Great stuff, man. Well, hey, thanks for coming on today. Some really, really good ideas. That pocket radar for athletes and coaches, the compression clothing from EC3D, and, of course, the Salming and the Icelandic. Just great, great gift ideas. Scott, happy holidays to you, my friend. I can't wait to see you. Hopefully our paths will cross here before the new year.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Great. All right, everybody there. Scott Stevenson from Sparrow Outfitters. A fantastic conversation there. More ideas to come. Again, lots of great things coming across the text and Twitter boards, and we'll be getting back to that along with our good friends and the experts at the North American Institution of United Sport and Cycle, who will be joining us with their gift list right after this on Crush Performance.
Chris Landry inviting you to join me for Landry Football Podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll give you the coaching and scouting angle to the college and NFL game. Film breakdowns, scouting reports, X's and O's, the latest inside scoop, coaching search information. We've got it all for you. I'll take my experiences as a coach and a scout and bring it to you, the fan, to give you access to the best football information on the college and pro level. Join us at LandryFootball.com. And remember, the Landry Football Podcast right here, as well as Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.
This is Crush Performance. If you have questions, comments, or smart remarks, write to us at CrushPerformance.com.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back to Crush Performance. Con Man, little festive tunes right there. Love it, man. As we kick off the first of two shows, the annual Crush gift for the athlete, and the question of the day. As an athlete, what is the best gift you've ever received? Let us know. And again, some fantastic ones. Here's one that I really like. I got 100 hours of fun out of a soccer ball when I was 7. That's just the gift that keeps on giving. I've had a couple of those as well. Best gift was always a new hockey stick, just like the Con Man, or odor eliminator for the hockey bag. That's more a gift for your parents. Trust me on that one. Here's another one. Custom mouth guard. We mentioned that one as well. Tack skates. Can you imagine getting Tack skates or Bauer Supremes for the first time? That's another one that came in for all these hockey players out there. And here's another one from Jamie in Beaumont. My best gift was a goalie mask. Finally got away from player's helmet. It didn't match the Beaumont colors, but it was still awesome, of course. Can you imagine like being in like Bantam or Pee-wee and getting a goalie mask? How great is that? Yeah, I love it, man. And I bet you his game went through the roof after getting that mask, right? Great stuff. I want to thank everybody who's written in today. Keep them coming. Well, to round off this first show, it wouldn't be prudent if we didn't get to our good friends, and I call it Santa's Workshop South, to get a look at the very hottest gift ideas from the experts at United Sport and Cycle. Now, United Sport and Cycle, this is their 90th holiday season. They've been in business for 90 years. They are a North American sporting institution with a reputation to follow. And joining us right now is Kelly Hodgson. Kelly, happy holidays, my good friend.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Absolutely. Well, 90 years of holidays. You guys have some experience here, Kelly.
Yeah, you know what? It's a lot of fun going through the Christmas decor and some of the stuff that we used to put out, and we haven't quite got to the point of throwing that stuff away. But there's a lot of stuff that's we've had up on the store around over the years.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you guys. It's not very often you hear of a company in any business lasting for 90 years, leave alone thriving and growing after 90 years. And I think one of the things that's really interesting, Kelly, is to see not only the technology and walking through that store. I'm just telling you, if you're anywhere in North America, if you have a chance to, if you're ever in the Edmonton area for whatever reason, you have to check out United Sport and Cycle. It is truly just an athlete's dream. The technology and the knowledge base of the experts there. And I'm tooting your guys' horns for sure because I love going there myself. But you guys have a reputation throughout the continent and online as well has been a big, big business and really helped a lot of customers get access to not only your products, but your knowledge as well.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Crusher. Thank you. But yeah, you know what? What is really fun is there's a lot of tournaments that Edmonton hosts, whether it be hockey, soccer, volleyball, whatever. And to see a team from out of city, out of province, out of country to walk in and because the coach or the manager has some kind of knowledge of what we are and what we've become over the last 90 years. And when they walk in, like, I should be videotaping that and putting that on our website because, yeah, jaws drop right to the floor and it is, well, what we like to say is we like people to experience United. It's because we think it really is. Those who know us well, they you know, will come and they'll spend a little bit of time. But those who are visiting us for the first or second time, and we say, you know what, you better book yourself off a couple hours because you can get lost in our store pretty quickly.
My girls write off 2 or 3 hours in the day if I even get within 10 blocks of the store because they know where I'm heading for sure. It's fantastic. So, hey, Kelly, let's kick it off with this. Our text and Twitter question of the day is, as an athlete, what is the best gift you've ever received? And I was talking to the guys and everybody about when I was like maybe 10, 11, or 12, my parents got me these really cool fluorescent orange and bright blue cleated shoes that I wore for everything. But as a kid, that was one of the greatest gifts ever. How about you?
Yeah, for me, it's no question. And it's going to be very simple, but it was a hockey net. So when wanted to play street hockey with my pals, all my buddies had the nets, and I'd go over to their place, say, you want to play? No, not today, Kel. I'd go to the next one. No, not today, Kel. And then I'd be like, frick, like I got nothing. All I do is want to play. And I remember the first year I got my first net. And I think over the years, I think I got 6 or 7 given to me from my parents and Santa, of course. But I remember that first one that I got, and I swear I didn't eat, sleep or drink for like 3 weeks after Christmas. And I was just out in the on the driveway and peppering my, not the net a whole bunch, I was peppering more my dad's garage door. But it's still, you know, when I talk to parents and stuff and they're looking for great gift ideas and they're talking about a hockey player, I said, hey, have you ever considered a hockey net? And like, No, I didn't actually. You sell hockey nets? And oh yeah, I mean, it's for $100, you get a really good one, and kids can be out there, and whether you're playing with a friend or your brother, your sister, your mom or dad, or you're out there by yourself and you're using, I mean, the toys that go along with just playing hockey by yourself is unbelievable. The pass masters and the rebounders and all the different things you can use. I'm sure at 45 years old now, if I got one in my, for Christmas, I'm sure I'd be saying goodbye to my family for 3 weeks.
I might be right there with you, man. How great would that be? Fantastic. And that is a great gift idea. Not only is that your favorite gift of all time as a kid, but it's a great gift idea even today. And Kelly, we know that the store is jam-packed. I actually stopped by there earlier today, and boy, oh boy, talking to the guys and looking at everything down there, there is no shortage of gift ideas for the athlete on your list. Regardless of the sport, there's something there.
Yeah, you know what, Crusher, you know what, when I was preparing for today, I was thinking, I didn't have to think very hard. You know what the great gift idea is? So I've spent the last couple of weeks on the floor, and I've been talking to our customers, which isn't something I normally do, but I really enjoy this time of year and being able to share experiences with the customers. And we talk a lot about the fact that there's so much structure in sports. Gretzky talks about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know what, the gifts I've been recommending to people come in, say, I got a soccer player, I got a volleyball player, or whatever, is the gifts that can allow them to experience sport by themselves. You know, how many, you know, I'm a soccer coach, as you know, and how many times no, don't kick that way. No, don't receive that way. Do it this way. Do it this way. But you put a young soccer player in front of a rebounder, and they get just to pepper the ball back and forth, and you can change the elevations on this rebounder to bring the ball up to your chest or bring it to your thigh or maybe back to your feet and stuff. And now that kid is, there's nobody barking in his ear or her ear, telling them how to do it, which way to do it. And they just get to play. And I think, through the course of the last couple of weeks, whether I've been talking about baseball and all the different training tools that go there and hockey and volleyball and soccer and so on, is reintroducing to parents, why don't you give your kids something they can play with where they could actually enjoy the passion in their sport authentically on their own without somebody having to give them structure and give them instruction. Just allow them to go do what they want to do and be creative and make mistakes and learn from those mistakes. And you know what? Maybe they're the better player for it.
Great stuff. We're talking with Kelly Hodson from United Sport and Cycle. Kelly, I really like that idea, and I like that line of thinking for the athletes, not something structured. And you're right, Gretzky's comments from In Search of Greatness, the documentary, they've been just echoing in my mind. We are coaching creativity out of our kids and our athletes. And you know what? There's no better place to get creative than when nobody's watching. That's when the magic happens. So, Kelly, I really, really like this.
Yeah, me as well. You know what? And it's actually something we started talking about this a couple of years ago, Crushers, you know, and it's something that I've employed into my training as well, where, you know, I'll do a session. If the session's 90 minutes, which is with some of the older age groups, I make sure I carve out 20, 25 minutes at the end of the session. And maybe we've worked on attacking principles or defending principles or whichever. But the last 20 minutes or so, I go park my fat butt on the bench and I sit there and I say, okay, you guys just play. Show me what you can do. And there's never, no, stop. Wait. Let's revisit this. You did this. It's just go and do. And some of the creativity, I just had a U13 session with some kids and introduced 3-on-3. We had 40 kids in this session and we're playing 3-on-3 games over multiple fields. And I said, you know what? There's no coaching. Just go and do whatever you want to do. And the creativity these kids had and stuff and the celebrations they have of, you know, making a guy or making a guy drop to his butt because he's, you know, did a little move in front of him. It was unbelievable. And actually just this morning I was out down at the outdoor rinks just seeing how they're going and stuff. And I walked away with a big smile on my face. Didn't play at all, but I was just seeing, you know, some 5-6-year-old kids just out there doing what they do. And man, there's nothing better in sport for me than the authenticity of just pick up whatever, soccer, baseball, hockey, whatever.
Yeah, I love it, Kelly. No question about it. We're talking Kelly Hodson from the North American Sporting Institution. I like to call it this time of year Santa's Sport Workshop South. It's United Sport and Cycle. So much great stuff down there. Kelly, I also had a great experience again walking through the store there the other day. And one of the things I wanted to mention to you that really caught my eye, and I always wanted one of these as a kid, but I grew up on a farm, gravel roads and stuff. But the new scooters out there, I mean, I see the kids ripping around town on them, but in the skate parks, talk about creativity, what these kids do on these scooters, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. Scooters, skateboards, yeah, BMX bikes, all that whole thing. And I mean, that's where a lot of the non-coach or kids that don't want to be coached athletes go, right? Is that they're like, they get to go on the skate parks and just do their own thing and stuff. But yeah, it is really, really incredible. And it's a variety of ages. We even got some staff members that are still doing the scooters, the skateboards and stuff like, and what they can do in the store, we lock the doors and they drop their board down or the scooter down and do some stuff. It's really, really cool to see. And yeah, there's you know, no matter what the season is, you know, we're kind of in a hybrid of winter here. I'm not sure what's going on, but, you know, just to be able to get outdoors and be able to participate, whether it be in a team sport or individual sport activity or just a recreational leisure activity was, we got a nice email in from a customer yesterday that talked about, they came in and having some questions about some bikes, and our salesperson, Corey, talked to them about the benefits of e-bikes and what that is, and they quickly dismissed it. We've talked about this before. Oh, no, we heard those are for seniors who are having trouble riding bikes and such, and this was a late 30s couple, and so they wrote in to say, you know, we had no idea. We had no idea that an e-bike could be something that we can enjoy even with us, and one guy was talking about using it for single track use and stuff, and they thought they only existed on recreational or cruiser style bikes, but showed him the one that for a guy can ride on single track, and then she was looking at one for like a leisurely cruiser bike and stuff and spending tons. So there's lots of different things, whether you're team sport, individual sport, or just athletic leisure, just like to have a good time, family, friends, or even by yourself. There's so many different products to choose from in the over 30 different sports we have in our 110,000 square feet of fun.
Oh, you said it, 110. That's why you need to set aside a couple of hours, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. If you want to check it out online, unitedsport.ca. Kelly, listen to me, my friend. So many great ideas. We may have to pick this up next week because we are right out of time. Thanks for coming on today. Great, great discussion. And I really like the idea of helping kids get creative. And for more information, again, unitedsport.ca. Kelly, thanks so much. Happy holidays, my friend. And let's carry this over to next week if we can.
I can't wait. I'm setting my watch right now.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. All right. There you go. Some great gift ideas from our good friends down at United Sport and Cycling. Again, they are an institution in North America. They have a reputation right down to the southern states for sure. A couple other texts that have come in. Hey, guys, I'll always remember as a kid getting Bobby Hull Chicago Blackhawk hockey gloves in the early 70s. They were black, the coolest hockey gloves back in the day from Scuba Steve for sure. And best present ever, I'm a diehard Oilers fan and absolutely love Christmas. When I opened a box, it had a Chicago Blackhawks jersey. I was miffed. But when I turned it around, it had Griswold 00 in the back. I jumped for joy. Love it. Excellent. Well, I wanted to thank everybody for writing in today. I want to thank Scott and Kelly for some great gift ideas. And we're going to continue the conversation next week. And I'm going to unveil my top 10 gifts for this season. Happy holidays, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time on Crush Performance.
Bye now. Don't forget to write.
I'm Jerry Petuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out radioinfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, radioinfluence.com.